You are listening to Water Online Radio, broadcasting from AWWA ACE 2013, live in Denver, Colorado. This show is brought to you by WaterOnline.com, enabling water industry professionals to make informed decisions. WaterOnline.com. Now that's clear. And now, here are your hosts, Todd Schnick and Todd Youngblood.
All right, good afternoon from Denver, Colorado. This is day two of AWWA ACE 13 in Water Online Radio. I'm your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friend and colleague, Todd Youngblood. Todd, this guy's got the crowd cheering in the background.
Did you hear that? That is the biggest ovation I have heard in any conference I have ever been to.
Ever. It's going to be a great interview then. Say hello to Lucas Magrini. He is a regional product manager with Kruger. Welcome to the show, Lucas.
Thank you for having me.
It's good to have you. Thanks for joining us. Lucas, before we get into a conversation, take a quick sec and tell us a little bit about you and your background.
Been working for Kruger for just over 8 years now. I started in the pilot engineering side. We have a system that's in the back of an 18-wheeler. We go from, you know, state to state, city to city, showing them how, you know, the municipalities, how we do things. And then inside sales support as an application engineer for the products that I worked on as a pilot engineer. And then a job opened up in the central U.S. and I cover Texas to North Dakota. I go to Colorado. That's as far west as I go. And I just bring my products to the market, you know, meet with engineers and owners and tell them how we can make their life a little bit easier.
Outstanding. Well, give us a 10,000-foot view of Kruger. What do you do and how are you serving your market?
All right. Kruger is about 20 years old in the U.S. market. They're over 100 years old in the European market. We bring innovative technology to the market. That's our statement. That's our goal. We don't do what everyone else does. We do the things we do better than anyone else. Innovative, small footprint, cost-effective, energy efficient, you know, the carbon footprint being small. We're an environmental company, so that's what we try to do. We want to make sure that we're bringing something to the environment that benefits it, not takes it away.
ActiFlow. Give us the lowdown on that one.
ActiFlow is high-rate sand-ballasted flocculation, or clarification. It's the highest rate clarifier on the market. We design at 32 GPM per square foot. Everyone else is a lot lower than that. We use sand as a ballast or as a weight. So the sand is a nucleus, and we just build a flock around it with polymer and a coagulant, and that weighs it down so it can settle out really rapid. That's how we can shrink our footprint really, really small. So it's just, we do it for both water and wastewater. I think it's the coolest technology I've ever seen. And when you see it live, you see it there, it looks like marbling underneath this water, and then, you know, it's dirty and it's crystal clean on the clarifier side. It is cool. I'm impressed. And I impress easily, but I think it's a really cool small footprint, you know, technology that does a lot. And as like I said, not only water, but wastewater too. And we've been bringing it to the market since the late 90s. The first ever ActiFlow installation is in Golden, Colorado.
I'll be darned. Lucas, we're just two lowly radio guys. Go deeper on the benefits. I mean, I understand the notion of cleaning water, but go deeper on the real benefits. What does the end user really get out of this?
Well, the end user gets a lot of flexibility. Using the ActiFlow is designed for flashy water. Right? So if their influent water can go from, say, 10 NTU or 20 NTU up to 1,000, right? That's a big deal. You know, they have to try to make sure that's not coming out of their back end, out of their effluent. So with the reaction with the sand and the polymer and the coagulant, we could take those monster spikes up and down, and our effluent won't change for turbidity, for TSS, for algae. You know, there's a couple ways to, you know, clean algae in the market. You either float it or you can sink it. We can sink it. We use it as a sand, and we can get upwards of 99% removal of algae. Then there's natural organic matter, NOM, which is part of the, you know, DBP's disinfection byproduct rules. So TOC, or total organic carbon, you know, we want to try to get that out of the water, get it as low as we can. So when it goes into the distribution systems, the longer the distribution systems, the higher that their DBPs can rise. All right. So the lower you get it out, the farther you can pump it. And so that's what we do. We try to get it as low as we can for the municipality so that when they do test it, they're not going to break any kind of regs and they'll pay a fine or whatnot. So that's the benefits of ActiFlow. So it can be turned on and off relatively quickly. It's a 15-minute retention time. So like I said, North Table Mountain, they've been doing it since 97, 98. They turn it on in the morning. Either depending upon what time of year it is, they'll run it between 8 and 16 hours. Turn it off, Next day, turn it back on, run it for the same, turn it off. No, not many other plants can do that because it's such a large flow and it takes time, takes hours. So for the ActFlow, it's a lot faster. It's almost instantaneous.
Lucas, there are lots of different companies and lots of different technologies that are used to treat drinking water. What makes Kruger different?
I think we're the innovative technology provider. We only think about the end user. We want to make sure that they're happy with their systems and their equipment. There's a problem, we're always going to be there. You know, nothing's ever perfect, of course, but Kruger as itself is a company, that's all we do is municipal water and wastewater. We're not doing anything kind of crazy. And what we do it well. We do it the best. We don't see anybody out there that can meet the same quality that we can do. We have one of the smartest folks in-house that does product. You name it, we sell it. You name it, we could do it in-house. We do project management, design work, aftermarket sale. Man, it's we run the gamut of the system. I mean, a lot of places would just sell you, here you go, and then walk away. But we guarantee it, and we follow through with it.
Where can people get a demonstration of ActFlow? Is that something you can do here at Ace?
I can do a jar test here at Ace if I had a gangster. I don't know if they brought it, but we have these small test tube kind of things that we could do in front of you. But like I said, we have a pilot unit. It's probably the coolest thing. It's a full-scale unit, shrunk down to the fit in the back of 18-wheeler. It does upwards of 220 to 330 GPM in this small little trailer. And we have our coagulant feed and our polymer feed and our, you know, everything in it. And that's the coolest way to see it. You know, we hope to be piloting here in the next couple months in the state. But at Ace, we don't have it.
Is so, there more fans coming by?
Yeah,
there,
more
Lucas?
Fans. You know, it's like I said, I was talking to you. I said, it's a very small world. You know, the municipal market's a very small world. A lot of people know each other. And so that's the thing about Kruger. You know, their name is known. You know, you say Kruger, most people will tell you who they are, what they've done, at least on innovative technology.
Yeah, I don't want to let you get away without talking a little bit about your package plants and package filters.
Yeah, not a problem. Yeah, we do package plants. They're fully constructed. Steel tanks. We could do it in stainless if you want. It kind of gets expensive, but they're usually painted carbon steel. They range from small quarter MGD all the way up to 8 MGD units. If they go above 8, we can't fit them on the back of a flatbed. We can't transport them. But yeah, we could do 8 MGD on a system that can fit on a flatbed truck, and we can go remanufacture them as well. We deliver them fully assembled, ready to go. So as long as they put it on a nice strong pad and they got the piping and power, we can be in operation within a couple of days. We help start it. We go out there, we start it up, and we give the plant operations, you know, a bit of a schooling and how to operate it, and we keep in touch with them for a little while, and we tell them, hey, give us a call if you need any questions, and we'll come out, and if you need it tweaked, we'll help you out. But a lot of times we just tell them, you know what, have fun with it. You know, of course, it's water, but tweak it. It's going to be your system. You should learn how to go from top to bottom on it. And if things do change, and you can change it on your own, just kind of learn. It takes a little bit of time to learn. But yeah, our package units are pretty cool because the pilot unit is a small package unit. And it's to see how compact it is, to how much water it can produce is just outrageous.
All right. Well, Lucas, I hate to say it, but we're out of time. Before I let you go, where can people get in touch with you, and where can they learn more about Kruger?
So it's www.krugerusa.com. They can reach us on the internet that way. They can call us direct at 919-677-8310. And just if they Google Kruger, we're going to be the top on the list. And they can just click on the link and get in touch with one of us. We have so many products. There's so many different sales folks. So if they're not sure who covers where they cover, just go on the internet and they can find us. We'll get back with you.
Lucas Magrini, a regional product manager with Kruger. It's great to have you. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you very much. I appreciate
it,
guys.
And one piece of advice, you need to be a little bit more enthusiastic next time. All right.
I love my company. I love what I do.
It sounds like it. That's great. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
All right. Well, that wraps this segment. On behalf of our guest, Lucas Magrini, my co-host, Todd Youngblood, and all of us at Water Online, I'm Todd Schnick. Stick around for another exciting conversation, Water Online Radio. We'll be right back.